Stile Antico with Gibbon's Almighty and Everlasting Father, and we have as our guest today the almighty good conductor, David Follis. Welcome.
Oh, Kerry, I don't know. That's high praise indeed.
Well, now you have this wonderful production. How many times are you going to get to hear this in a row? Monteverdi's masterpiece, and it is too. That's not hyperbole on the part of this press release. Masterpiece Orfeo. And it's your last production in the role of artistic director for the Toronto Concerts. I don't know where to begin first, so I'm going to toss it up and say, why the last and what's coming up for you?
Well, I've been artistic director at the Toronto Concert for many years, about 25 years or so. And but when I joined the group, it was run by a collective of the members of the group, and that's the model that we're going to go into the future with, and I'm going to be part of that. So we've already planned our next year's season, and I'm going to be doing a couple of the shows, and other people, Alison Melville, Catherine Hill, are stepping up, and they all have great ideas. And, you know, we're a chamber group in the Toronto Concert. For something like Monteverdi's Orfeo, we have to invite...
You have to expand.
Yes. But no, I'll still be around haunting the place. This seemed like a very appropriate kind of piece for the end. This is our 45th anniversary, season two. And of course, Orpheus is this story about this master musician, right? Mm-hmm. He's the one who can charm the animals and even the powers of hell. And he loses his bride on their wedding day, and he resolves to go to the underworld to get her back. Talk about a good lover,
right? It's a good story.
It's a great story.
And it stays a good story.
It does. And Monteverdi just sets it so beautifully. The other thing which is so interesting about it, I mean, it's an opera. We're just doing it in concert. We're not an opera company. And we've had to get lots of extra singers. We've got this wonderful English tenor, Charles Daniels, coming to do the title role. But one of the other things that people love about hearing it is the unusual sort of Renaissance, late Renaissance orchestra you need. Mm-hmm. You have cornetos, which are these early brass instruments, and sackbuts, early trombones. You have all kinds of plucked strings, including Baroque harp and theorbo and organs and harpsichords and recorders and, of course, strings, violins. Pleased because Jean Lemon, who used to be the music director at Talmud Music, has agreed to play first violin now that she's no longer the artistic director there, too.
There you go.
And but it's full of choruses and dances and, of course, wonderful, strange, mysterious scenes where he tries to evoke what it would be like to go
to hell.
To Hades, that's right.
Bring her back.
And that's right. Yeah. And he meets Pluto, the king of the underworld. And he meets Persephone, the queen of the underworld. And of course, in a way, it's not a happy ending because he's not supposed to look at her on the way back. But of course, you can't resist. Who can resist looking at your bride on the day of the wedding, right? Come on.
Now, tell us about because it is no small ensemble, which puts paid to the idea that everything's in miniature in this period. Not so.
No.
It's a substantial ensemble of performers. Can you talk about the challenges of putting that ensemble together?
Well, yes. I mean, this is considered the first great opera, of course, and it has a big orchestra, that's right, and a large cast of singers. And this is, as you say, it's not easy to hear this piece because it's very specialized. A modern opera company can't do it, really, without, you know, getting very specialized instruments. So, you know, some of the sackbuts are coming from all across North America. Charles, as I said, comes from England.
Okay.
We've got the wonderful tenor Kevin Skelton, who is Canadian but lives in Belgium. So we have actually plucked from...
This is a capital P production.
Yeah, it's an international cast, indeed, but people who are really specialists in the area.
Let's drive some information for our listeners here. Okay, so it's the Toronto Consort. It's Monteverdi's masterpiece Orfeo in concert. My guest, David Follis, he calls it his final production, but we're not letting him go anywhere. He's running three shows, May 25th, 26th at 8 p.m. and 27th at 3:30 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's. That's 427 Bloor Street West. Can you give us the website?
Sure. It's www.torontoconsort.org. O-R-G. Easy.
Okay.
Or 416-964-6337 if you want to speak to a real person.
David,
but you can order online.
Come back anytime.
Thanks, Kerry. Wonderful to chat.